This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Tell me about this Rocky and Carlos of Thai food in Chalmette.
You know Rocky and Carlos, right?
Oh, yeah.
Big portions, great fun. It's in Chalmette. It's down the parish. Well, not too far away, also in Chalmette, is a restaurant called Secret Thai that is, it's not Rocky and Carlos. It's very different, but it shares some of the same spirit of value and portion. This place feeds you. And so that's why it's one of the prime examples on my list of like places you can go anytime and get a really good deal and definitely leftovers. I mean, no matter how you order there, you're going to leave with leftovers. No matter how many people you have, no matter how many times you divide the number of plates, the number of people you've brought, because simply so much food shows up for the cost of the dish that it just blows all calculations. Most of the main entrees are under $20, some significantly under $20, and they're huge, Tommy. And it's not just a matter of quantity, because that wouldn't make my list. It's quality. It's really good food. And Secret Thai is also famous for its use of spice. They can put a serious hurting on you if you venture into the higher reaches of the spice level. Like, I'm 100% serious about this. I'm laughing because it is so intensely spicy, but it is no joke. They have a scale, like a Richter scale, basically, of 1 to 5. And if you don't like spice, consider going well below one. They will divide it into fractions of levels. But 1 is a good level if you like spicy food. Seriously. Anything
so
higher than that, they're going to warn you about.
Have you had 5?
No, I've not. I've worked my way up the scale. We've done 2, 2.5, and it was frankly too much for me. Like it was an experience, but and I'm glad I registered it, but I don't want to repeat it, and I don't want to go higher. So
give me a comparison of what 2.5 is like to something else that we might have had.
Oh, kerosene splashed on your tongue with a Bic lighter right behind it. No, I'm just kidding.
That's hot.
But it's pulsing with heat. It's to the point to me, and people have different levels to this. To me, it overwhelmed the flavor of the food.
So
I could taste was hot.
With that being said, I never did understand from the food standpoint, the culinary standpoint, who would enjoy that? I understand you can make it where it does feel like kerosene with a Bic lighter, but why? Who would want that? Do people actually
they're out there
enjoy that, honestly?
Yes, they're out there. There are pepperheads among us. I think it can be a trained thing. I think your body can acclimate to it and actually very much enjoy it. I know people who crave it. I love spicy food. I'm just saying that the way they do it here is you know, it's Thai hot. You know, these are for palates that were, you know, probably had their pacifiers dunked in sambal oleg and buttermilk. You know, they're not joking around with it. So I love spicy food. I crave it.
I do too. But where it's hot, where it just makes you miserable, I don't see the enjoyment of it.
Well,
but again, different strokes.
Exactly. Different taste buds, different tolerance levels. You know, some people are going to tell you they love and crave scotch. Some people can't stand the smell of it. You know, mm-hmm. it's different tastes, different thresholds. So, you know, but the moral of the story is Thai, secret Thai, Chalmette, really good value, really good fun, good quality.
Jordan just texted me a picture of the spice levels at secret Thai, 0.5 to 5.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
I guess medium to a half is medium spice, beginner level. Out of five, 0.5 out of five. 1 out of 5 is very spicy. 1.5 out of five is Thai hot. 2 out of 5 is are you sure? 3 out of 5 is please don't do this to yourself. 4 out of 5 is you must be insane. And 5 out of 5 says max level spice for professionals only. I would like to have a taste of, I mean, just a little bitty taste of 5 out of 5 just to see. Matter of fact, let me open the lines here at 504-260-1870. What is the hottest thing, the hottest food, not fire, but spice-wise, the hottest food you've ever had? Somebody texted in and said you need to sweat while you're eating. Why? Why would you like that? But again, not criticizing, just confused, that's all.
Listen, people, I'm not putting it down. Some people get a visceral joy out of it. And
would
again,
you taste
like
five out of? Would you taste 5 out of 5? Would you take a taste of it? Just a little bitty taste?
Yeah, I would. I would take a little taste. I would not order an entire dish. Right. Seriously, if somebody else at the table was a complete pepperhead and they're like, "We're getting the, we're getting the papaya salad 5. I don't care. I'll sign a waiver, and it might come down to that. Seriously, I would try a strand or two of the papaya with that treatment.
Yeah,
would
you like a taste of mine? You'll have to sign a waiver first. No, I don't think so. I appreciate the offer, but no, I will not be tasting nor signing the waiver. All right, let's talk about the original Fiorella's Cafe. What's going on there?
Another great one. A lot of people will remember this name, Fiorella's Cafe. It was down on Decatur Street for ages. The family actually had a grocery in Central City before that, kind of a long tradition of Italian families going through the grocery business and into the restaurant business. And it served the French market in particular, the French market vendors back when that was sort of more of a scene. Plate lunches, po' boys, fried chicken, that's what it was known for. Years ago, the original family got out of it. The restaurant was run by somebody else that eventually closed in the French Quarter. But lo and behold, the original Fiorella's Cafe, returned in Gentilly on Franklin Avenue, up there by that cluster of other gas stations, the restaurants over there. And it's fantastic. It's like a classic New Orleans neighborhood restaurant. And it's a little bit Italian, a whole lot New Orleans, plate lunch specials, you know, meatloaf, macaroni shells with the family Italian sausage recipe, and a sandwich they call the Stromboli, but which I've never seen another Stromboli like this. In my experience, the Stromboli is sort of like a calzone with a little better form. It's folded over, basically a pizza turned into a turnover. And at the original Fiorello's Cafe, Stromboli strongly resembles a muffaletta made on the same bread, but instead of the usual muffaletta fillings, it's that family recipe sausage sliced thin as if it was salami, topped with pepperoni, provolone, raw red onions, raw green peppers. You get that crunch, and then run through the oven, toasted. And if you, much like a muffaletta, if you get a half, you're really getting two sandwiches, and a half is still something like $12 there. So you that's something you'd want to split, or, you know, eat half and then take the other half home, or tell yourself you're going to eat half, but really eat the whole thing and just sort of hate yourself a little bit, but actually be really pleased with yourself because you're a big strapping ladder lady and you put it all away.
Speaking of big strapping lad, big strapping lad, have you ever heard Stromboli do La Traviata? Oh, it'll bring tears to your eyes. It's beautiful. It really is. Got to take a break here. Mark Rosa texted in, who listens and is going to be on tomorrow with Managing Your Money. Said he had a Tabasco ghost pepper one time that was ridiculously hot. Have you ever tasted that, Ian?
Yeah, that's up there. But that's not Thai hot. That's still Louisiana
really?
Hot. Yep.
Wow. All right. What's the hottest thing you've ever had? Somebody texted in Mario Wings. At Wings and Things in Houston, hotter than hot. They won't even serve it to you on your first visit. Tell me, I want to hear from y'all. Let's do a little survey here, 504-260-1870. What is the hottest food that you've ever eaten? Again, we're talking about seasoning here, not spice, not a temperature here. We're talking about seasoning, 504-260-1870. 937-23 till 10, traffic now, WWL.